How do you decide which Jazz Fest venues to hit? And more specifically, can you hit all 13 club venues in a single outing? The man who can answer that question is Democrat and Chronicle reporter Gary Craig, who wrote a piece about exactly the subject for Rochester Magazine. Gary, welcome back to Connections.
Well, thanks, Evan. Thanks for having me.
We were joking that this is a how do you do that question, but it's also a why do you do that question. You actually went to all 12 last year?
Yes, there's one more this year. I decided the year before, because I've been doing the Club Pass for 6 or 7 years now, just on a whim. I wondered if I could do it, and I made the mistake of mentioning the idea to the editor of Rochester Magazine, Mark Liu, and next thing I knew, it had become a commitment for me to do it for a story for the magazine this year.
Okay, and that story is available now?
Yes, it's in the magazine right now. I'll give the obligatory plug, so please buy it. Yes.
First of all, it's a great magazine. It's wonderfully done, and it's a fun piece, but it makes me tired just reading it. And so walk us through an evening of what was 12 and what this year would be 13 club venues in a single outing.
I mean, I've done the Club Pass for so many years now that at least I know where the log jams are going to be and you know, how to try to avoid – you can never really avoid them completely, but at least how to try to fit them into a schedule. And inevitably, as you see in the story, with all great planning, something still goes awry. and we hit one venue, you know, which we'd planned to knock off, the Little Theater, and then just – don't make it in the door then. So the last four or five venues end up sort of this sort of harried rush to get all of them in.
Yeah, you described that, and anybody who's been to the Jazz Fest, even the people who are not trying to hit every club venue in a single night, knows the frustration you can get when you feel like you're in that mob and you can't move very well.
Yeah. And I mean, this is what, as I think I was telling you earlier, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't advise doing this. But to me, I actually don't mind the hour and a half wait at Kilbourne, for instance, or something like that. Because part of the beauty to me with the Jazz Fest has just become everybody that seems out there is out there just to have a good time. And you strike up conversations with people. They tell you what they've seen. You say what you've seen. You sort of get some ideas for the rest of the week. And, I mean, if you're somebody that hates lines, some of the venues can, of course, the lines can be long because the shows are going to be great. But to me, it's just I've actually found it relaxing just to hang out in line at Kilbourne or elsewhere and talk to some of the other people there.
Okay, but in the spirit of how do you do that, for the people who want to try to hit all 13 just because they want to say they did it,
yes,
which is what sort of your idea was to begin with that became the story, where would you have them start?
Well, it probably depends on the night, but Hatch is, of course, a small venue. And, if you hit it on a night where there's going to be a big crowd, you're probably going to need to start there with the early show. That's the earliest show typically, and get in line early. Then you've got the good fortune of having a lot of things clustered around there.
Yep.
Max's, Kilbourne, the Rochester Club, and with the 6 and 6:15 shows around there. So you probably want to try to, as we did with the story, as we, my daughter Eileen accompanied me, we knocked those out. The larger venues, the churches, Harrow, you're probably going to be able to get into those. It may be standing room, but you're probably going to be able to sort of kind of work those into the schedule around everything else that there's going to be a log jam.
And for your outing to hit all dozen of them, it started what time of day?
We got downtown, and I actually do this a lot anyway, to Jazz Street, Gibbs Street, early, and because the idea was we were going to hit Hatch first. And actually, it was a night where Hatch turned out not to be problematic. So we just went over to Harrow, and there was no trouble getting a table there. That's not always the case, but at least this night that was the case. And so our plan, just as I said, was to start with Hatch, but we sort of lucked out. Then we got back there on the early side still.
And how much actual music enjoyment did you get?
That's the downside. Yeah. I mean, I love the Jazz Fest, and as a challenge, this was fun, but as a musical listening experience, it's not great. I mean, it's not even a good dim sum of music. I mean, it's just it was not. You sample a little, but not enough to really sort of enjoy it.
And that's not what the Jazz Fest is about.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's not a bar hopping, bar crawl. Do as many as you can. It is an evening to sort of soak in the enjoyment. And I think that's part of the lesson that we get from your story is that you may be able to pull this off, but you wouldn't really want to.
Yeah, and I tried to give a flavor of the venue still, and sort of sort of my personal taste in the music and the places that were hard to leave. I think I mentioned Xerox. I knew nothing, and this is the beauty of the Jazz Fest again. I knew nothing about that band going in, whereas I've typically done some research. They may have been my favorite band of the night, and that's just the beauty of the Jazz Fest. The old line, I'm paraphrasing here, it's not what you'd do know, it's what you don't, and just stumbling onto something that you have no idea what it is.
And that happens every year. And that's, as you say, the beauty of the Jazz Fest. We're talking to Gary Craig, a Democrat and Chronicle reporter who wrote a story for Rochester Magazine about hitting all 12 club venues and one outing for the Jazz Festival last year, and this year it would be 13. So now let's finish up our how do you do that spirited conversation with now that you're not going to do all 13 again. You've done it. You don't need to do that again. But how do you decide which venues you think are a good way to allocate your time?
I mean, there's going to be nights where there's acts I just want to see. And so I'm going to frame everything around that.
Yep.
There's nights where there's just things that there's an experience we like to do each year. My wife and I like to pick one night at Max's, and you get the pre-prepared meals, which are great. And, the music is typically good. Abilene, I love the Americana roots music there. There's a couple of nights we'll do that, and the festival tent. I know this year they've got Bonorama back and Lucky Peterson, who is a tremendous bluesy act, and he's, I think there are different venues also. But the festival tent has sort of this sort of raucous kind of fun atmosphere to it. So in some way, it sort of depends on the mood. If there's not acts that I'm just in, and there are nights where I think already looking at the schedule, there's like three acts that I just have to see. So those are going to be tight nights. But there are other nights just, what are we in the mood for, kind of.
And sometimes, as much as you have that night where you've got the three acts that you're excited to see, and that's great, it's important to try to leave a little time for new discoveries.
Oh, very much. I mean, I mentioned in the story how In the Country, probably still one of my favorite acts I knew nothing about. Well, again, talk about the beauty of the Jazz Fest. The first year, Billy's Band were here, this trio of, look like hobos from Russia that play Tom Waits music. Not completely, but that's, the first year they were here, I was walking by Max's as the crowd was coming out at the, 6 or 6:15 show. And there was just like this audible hum of everybody that just talking about nothing but the act they just seen. I had no intention of seeing. I really hadn't done any research on them. I said, I've got to go back for that. And I got in line early for the 10 o'clock show, and they're still one of my favorite acts I've ever seen. And if I just hadn't been walking by Max's, I might not have gone.
The cynics in all of us sometimes come to the surface, but it's pretty special to have the Jazz Fest here, isn't it, Gary?
Oh, I love it. I say in the article, and I'm completely sincere, that it's my favorite 9 days of the year. I mean, I think I make some line in the story, basically how Rochester becomes so both bigger than itself and more intimate. And what I meant by that was it is a sort of international flavor with the music and all. The crowds are huge, but not in a way that's sort of overwhelming. People of all stripes, race, age, et cetera. But the more intimate part is you're constantly bumping into friends. You're making new friends, whether it's in the line or whatever. And it's just I just find it a really special time of the year.
Where can people find Rochester Magazine right now, Gary?
I know I should have prepared for this question. I know Wegmans, other stores, et cetera. I have to admit I'm not that up to it other than I know you can find them at Wegmans, which is
where you can find it online. Yes. If you're a Democrat and Chronicle subscriber, you can download the app and check it out online. Great stuff.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here. Nice to talk to Gary Craig about something outside of his usual, though I suspect we'll have you again soon in here to talk about other things.
It's nice not to talk crime, so thanks
there
for that.
You go. Yes. That'll be soon. Gary Craig, Democrat and Chronicle reporter. The series is called How Do You Do That? And we're debuting it today, right now, for the hour, answering multiple questions. And if you have ideas for things that you want answered, send them to me, edawson@wxxi.org.